Now, this summer and autumn, as if we didn't know it here in the UK, we got a lot of rain. Now, that was, of course, terrible news for anyone who'd booked a staycation like me. But it's been a bumper year, on the other hand, if you're a fungus. Certain species of fungi are flourishing. And Jassy Draculich from the Royal Horticultural Society told Harry Lewis what you might have seen sprouting out of your garden.
At the Royal Horticultural Society, we have a members advisory service where people send us in pictures of things that are going on in their gardens and ask for advice about them. And one thing that we've noticed this year is that we've had 76% more inquiries about saprophytic fungi, ones that grow on dead material, than we did last year. It's usually with the angle of, what is this? I'm afraid of it. Is it going to cause harm? How do I get rid of it? And we're trying to kind of educate them to say, well, and there's very few things that are out there that are going to be causing any harm to your garden. And the overwhelming majority will be doing a good service, either by rotting down dead material. This is the type that we've seen so many more of being sent into us this year. And in doing so, that liberates the nutrients locked up in that woody material.
What are people seeing more of in their garden? What species and how do we identify them?
So I think on a sort of a mass level, I've seen so many more ink caps coming in this year than I have before. And ink caps are really wonderful because they're very varied. But what they all do is, after the mushrooms have formed, they then deliquesce, which is sort of a fancy word for dissolve, and turn into black ink, which are droplets of spores. And these can range in size from really robust, shaggy ink caps, which kind of, I think they look like a big white club when they're first growing out, and they're all kind of flaky and hairy on top and reach over a foot in height. And then on the flip side of things, you have the very dainty, delicate hairs for ink caps. So again, they start off as this little hairy foot that comes up on a tiny stalk, and it's only there for a few hours in the day, usually from the dewy morning, and then by lunchtime they're gone. And they're just so fleeting and so delicate. I think they're just really charming.
You painted a fabulous picture there, Jassy. At the moment, you know, with years to come, are we expecting different fungi to pop up in different areas? Are we expecting more fungi in general?
Well, the fruiting season for fungi has increased dramatically over the last 30 years, we think, because of the changing climate. And that's affected different groups of fungi in different ways. So when we look at the wood rotters, it seems like there's more of those species that have increased their fruiting season. So you'll be seeing them earlier in the year and also for a longer time during the autumn. In contrast, things like the mycorrhizal fungi, so those that associate with the roots of plants and help them take up nutrients and water, their fruiting season seems to be shortening.
And we've come to what feels like the end of the fungi season. Am I right in saying that as we go into winter, you know, is there anything that people can be looking for or harvesting sustainably?
So the jewelled Amanita, that only really comes up once the first frost has hit, and it kind of signifies that winter is coming. Even honey fungus really prefers the later part of the autumn. And then there's some more friendly wood-rotting fungi that are also edible, like the oyster mushrooms, that do quite well throughout the very cold spell. And whilst these are edible, we'd always make sure people, if they are going to go out and look for things to eat, that they do so responsibly, not just for their own health, but if you are picking things, not to completely clear-cut everything that is there, and just to take a few specimens for your table, to have a chance to spread their spores first.